Welcome, everybody. Thank you for joining us for another installment of the Wind and Water School of Feng Shui Speaker Series. Tonight, we're going to be talking about holistic health with Shannon Levitt. And boy, we're glad that you're with us tonight. Do you want to say a quick welcome, Carol, before I delve into the
design? Yeah, welcome to everyone. This is very fun. I've had a long history with Shannon, and so can certainly attest to her her expertise. So it's fun to have her here. Thanks, Shannon. Thanks for coming, Shannon.
Yeah. Okay. Shannon, I'm just going to do a check. You are still on, right?
How about that?
That is the rough one.
Huh. Interesting.
Huh. Yeah.
Well, let's see what happens.
Okay. Yeah, maybe you – do you have her number to text her?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Let's see here. Okay, well.
Let's tell everybody about her.
Let's go ahead and just start with the intro, and then we'll – hopefully she'll be back on. All right, well, Shannon Levitt is passionate about healthy living, as you'll hear. Her expertise really spans 20 years of being immersed in health and fitness. She's way overqualified. She's a licensed dietitian. She's a Hatha yoga instructor. She's NASM certified as a personal trainer and certified as a professional health coach from the University of Minnesota's Center for Spirituality and Healing. So Yoga Lift, which is her business, and then she wrote this book, Learn to Be Lean, those are the culmination of 20 years of expertise where she's really helped people realize better health. And you'll hear it tonight, she's very holistic in her approach. She focuses not only internally but also spiritually. So she really taps into and tries to tap into the innate wisdom of each person and the wholeness inside of each of us. So, eating better and exercising have their limits, and we're going to be talking about that today. That's one of the things that I really liked about Shannon when I worked with her. So personally, Carol is going to talk about her connection, and then I'll talk about mine. Personally, I've known Shannon about 8 years as well. So I know her through Carol, and I worked with Shannon right when I was starting to get, when I was going to be getting married. I was working with Shannon, and it was fabulous. I read this article about her where it said Levitt has a comforting aura, and I totally agree with that. She is so knowledgeable, and yet she is so gentle with everything that she presents, and it was because of working with her that actually I credit her for diagnosing a health issue that I had. She told me to get something checked out. I was like, no, I don't have it. And I did, and she was right. And I just thought that was amazing. So she's very knowledgeable. You know, if you meet her, you'll see that she's very fit, but yet she really, she just wants you to focus on your whole self. She wants you to love yourself. She wants you to stop punishing yourself. And just being around her made me feel very accepted and very inspired much of the time.
I met Shannon about 15 years ago. A friend of a friend said, there's this woman who does fitness in her home, and she's not far from me. And so I started working with Shannon, 15 years ago. We figured that out just few weeks ago, that's how long I've been coming there. So she's seen me through a lot. And, what you said, Lisa, this is true for an experience I had with Shannon. I had something going on, and she did some kinesiology with me and determined that it was a gallbladder issue. And sure enough, it was a gallbladder issue.
Wow.
And so, she's, she's got a lot of tools she brings to the whole system. But I have what's called Shannon moments. And and those moments are when, like, for instance, I Well, like, for instance, I'll use an example in the winter. You know, I'm walking along, and then you start slipping and sliding, and, you know, like, I could, like, land on my butt, or I could land for, you know, head down. But because I see her weekly, and it's like from week to week you don't notice anything, but suddenly something happens, and you go, oh, my God, you know, my upper body strength is really there, or my my core is really strong, and it like caught me. And so, yeah. I whenever that happens, I go to Shannon. I go, I had a Shannon moment. Now I just got sent to Shannon. She can hear us, but Shannon, we cannot hear you. So
you'll have to call back in.
Yeah, just hang up and call back in, and make sure you use the right access code. Which is 656-113, Shannon. So
pound.
Pound, and then pound after that. So anyway, she always enjoys that when I come in. I go, oh, my God, I had a Shannon moment. One day I fell, this is no lie, I fell in our window well. I mean, I was rescuing our cat. And
of course.
It's a long story. Our cat got down there. She couldn't get out. I crawled down. And I ended up falling back into the window well. Anyway, I laid there and I thought, if something isn't broken, it is a small miracle because I really hit it hard. And you know what? Nothing was broken. And I swear to God that that was because of the work we've been doing together that I've got some resiliency. My bone density is good. My muscles are good. And so I don't know. It just so paid off. And I think one of the things she's going to talk about here as soon as she gets on is that it isn't just you just go work out and okay, she just texted me that she called back in and Shannon, we still can't hear you.
Okay. Well,
what do you think happened? Let's just troubleshoot here for a moment and get her back.
So, Carol, I have a question. Is her mobile last four digits 6595?
Oh, let's see. Let me see if I can. I should be able to see that. No, it isn't. It's 9315.
Okay, I've got that. Okay, Shannon, go ahead and hang up. I'm going to call you and see if I can merge you into this call. Let's try this. We'll see.
Yeah, that's good. All right. Huh, that's interesting. We've never had that. We've never had this.
We have not.
No. So, I think one of the things she's going to be talking about is the fact that this didn't happen overnight. I mean, I have been with her 15 years, and it's been every week. And
hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Hello. Okay.
Okay, we're live.
We are alive and well, Shannon. We just gave you this great intro.
I heard some great things about me.
And some of it's true.
My head is getting bigger.
We could have gone on and on. That is for sure.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're here, though, to finally speak up.
Yeah.
Indeed. I'm glad to be here, too.
Yeah. Oh, goodness. Well, in all the wonderful things we said about you, do you think, well, welcome again to the call. And is there anything else you want to add about your wonderful self?
Well, you know, I only caught bits and pieces, but they were great. So we can just move on.
I think we should move on.
We'll send you the recording, and you can listen to it all then. It would be fantastic.
And so. Sounds great.
On those days when you're down, you can listen to how we raved about you.
Yes.
Sounds good.
Okay, well... Carol, let's get started.
Yep, let's go. So Shannon, now I kind of know this story, but the people on the call don't. So to outline your journey, like what started. I mean, just kind of encapsulate, because I know it's long and there's lots of things to it, but
sure.
Kind of encapsulate where you came from and where you are today.
Right. Well, I started about 30 years ago in the health club system as a dietitian, personal trainer. And my education and approach to health was very Western. So meaning if you eat this way and exercise that way, you're going to get in shape and you lose weight, right?
Right.
Very simple. You know, but time and experience, thankfully showed me that, you know, for most people, including myself, it's just not that simple. You know, life's complex, we're complex, and that just a directive approach like that addressed only externals was really limited. So I guess I was seeking at that time, my mid-30s, I ran into yoga, and it was like, eureka, you know, I just had discovered something that really fit for me. You know, I thought, wow, this is not only a great practice. I mean, I'm getting in shape, but it's also addressing a lot more than just my body. It's body, mind, spirit. And so that became really important to me, and I became really convinced that this could really help people, myself and others. So I became a teacher, and then I created Yoga Lift, which really fit for me. It's a, you know, fusion of strength training and meditation and yoga. And that's what I use with my clients today, a version of Yoga Lift. And then in 2010, I went to the University of Minnesota Center for Healing and Spirituality coaching program and became a holistic health coach. So, and that is where I'm at today.
Yeah. And I can speak from experience that when I'm in a session with her, there is yoga and there is weightlifting. And it does work. And I never break in. Is this common, Shannon? I don't ever break into a sweat, but I
you
feel
don't?
Very worked out. I don't know if I should be or not. But
well, Carol, we're gonna step it up. But no, a huge sweat is not necessary. I think you do a fantastic job.
You're gonna regret you said that, Carol.
I kind of am, aren't I? Yeah. Okay.
I can also speak to it that. You know, when I was working out with Shannon, too, that, of course, there was the yoga and the weightlifting, and then there was a spiritual piece. It was very apparent.
Yeah.
And I remember, you know, her telling me it was, and I thought this was a very profound statement, that you have to love where you're at right now, that, you know, because I was doing a lot of negative self-talk, and she was like, you have to, I mean, she didn't say you should snap out of it, yo, but she could have. You could have said that too. You were too gentle, which is why I liked you. But that, you know, and I just thought that was really, I don't know, a way to make a good connection. And Shannon, it was life-changing to really sit and think about, yeah, she's right, you know, I have to love where I'm at and then try to move forward. I mean, it's kind of a big deal. So.
Right, and research backs that too. The kind of self approach works a lot better than the big stick approach.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
Nice.
That's a good one.
Well, I know that you, I mean, you really evolved, and then of course now you've written a book. And so, tell us a little bit about that. Like what? Because I know the program that the book is based on, you had done, you know, for a while out of your studio. So how did it become a book, and then, you know, what need do you think your book is meeting?
Mm-hmm. Well, I really saw a need, and still do, for a healthy alternative to the mainstream weight loss and fast fitness plans, because I believe that they usually lead people in the wrong direction, actually to poor health and weight regain. And so I think that my book, because it's a fusion of science and spirituality, and it's in workbook format that it guides people to create this healthy metabolism, which means how to eat well, exercise smart, but most importantly, it helps them, shows them how spiritual practices can lead them to the empowerment that's needed to really sustain the results.
Yeah, and so just speak a little bit more about that. I mean, what do you think is the biggest obstacle that people face when they're doing something? Is it that they come to you after they've tried fad diets and they're like, oh, it worked for a couple months and it didn't work anymore, I've already tried this before? I mean, do you see like that type of hesitation or?
All the time. I think that really the biggest obstacle is that people want it to be fast and easy.
Yeah.
Even when they come to me, it's like that's, you know, we're Americans. We're used to getting things right now. So that's where we're at, but I think that mindset really underestimates the power of their habits. And if they can hang in there and work through that understanding of their habits, they have a greater understanding of themselves, and then they can heal and move forward. Mm-hmm. So I think that this whole fitness is a process of learning to honor yourself. And it's really different for everyone. But people need to be in it for the long haul. It's not a program, it's a practice. And when you can make that leap, that really is helpful. Like, oh, this is a lifestyle. This is something I just have to get up every day, do my best. Mm-hmm. I don't have to be perfect. That's the beauty of it.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas a program stop, start, oh, now I get to go back to my old habits.
Yeah.
So if we can get through that mindset that this isn't a short-term deal, that it's a holistic lifestyle, it really helps put a person on the right page.
Yeah, because it changes the whole approach. You know, when you think about it as lifelong versus this is something I'm going to do, you know, until I reach a number, you know, instead of this is what I'm going to do to achieve strength and, you know, wellness. It puts it in a whole different perspective.
Yes, it becomes more about balance, moderation, instead of, oh, God, I have to lose this weight now, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
Balance and moderation is actually more freeing. So yoga is called the middle way for a reason. You know, you work in that middle ground, not being stoic or not being extreme. And that's not easy either. I mean, it's simple, not easy. But I think that it's easier than repeating programs, because what that leads to is failure, perception of failure, frustration, weight gain, feeling bad about yourself. It's that cycle.
Yeah.
So that long-term view, that higher perspective, that learning to honor yourself, this process is really, I believe, where it's at and why I have written this book.
Well,
and do what
you
I do.
You and I had a conversation a couple weeks back about the whole phenomenon around The Biggest Loser, where, yes, mm-hmm. these people lose weight, but they're in a place where they're doing so much exercise that they can't sustain it when they come back home, and they're eating a diet that they can't sustain when they come back home, but they've lost weight and they win the prize. And so then they all go home and they have no system in place. I mean, if they go back to The Biggest Loser and live there, fine, but you know what you're really talking about is a lifestyle. You mentioned word lifestyle, and it's how we talk about feng shui. It's like you can't just go be feng shuied and then you're done. It's a lifestyle.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah, and it's digging deep and figuring out what's keeping my current lifestyle, say it's unhealthy, what's keeping that in place? What are these habits? What are these mindsets, these thoughts? And with self-reflection, you know, I mean, that is helpful as well. So it's really a combination of things that go into this holistic lifestyle that helps people.
You know, Carol, I'm drawing a parallel right here with the layering approach of the Bagua. So for those of you familiar with feng shui, you can take the Bagua and you can lay it over your lot, and you can lay it over your house, you can lay it over a room, you can lay it over a desk. And I feel like, Shannon, what you're talking about too is also this layering, like when you were saying that it doesn't have to be perfect, but that you're sort of approaching it at each step. So, you know, maybe your focus in the beginning is journaling and trying, as you said, this process to figure out what it is that's holding you back. And then you're trying to layer on some good choices, and then you're trying to maybe layer on some exercise and layer on some meditation and bring it all together to get this whole piece of the picture of what's happening.
Right, and that's holistic.
Yeah.
That is holistic, yes. That's
And it might sound like a lot, but it is it's a, like, you know, you're saying it's a process. And it's honoring yourself along the way and listening to yourself, learning to listen to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it's yoga-based, which I haven't mentioned. I mean, because yoga, basically, it's a practice arena for your life. So it teaches you, first of all, it slows you down. And it's also so powerful because it teaches you skills for living, like being present, how to be present. It makes you more consciously aware. It teaches you how to ground, how to center, teaches you patience. And you practice those things on the mat, and then you take them to your life. And you know, when you practice things like that, you realize how not you are, right?
and you
realize how not you are, how not patient you are, right, with these poses or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
But that, you know, self-observation, and then can you be gentle with yourself? Can you reflect on that? So it's really, mm-hmm. it's intense but and powerful, but it's also yeah. very rewarding.
Yeah. Well, and I like this idea also, you know, of the process, because I remember when we were working together and, you know, I was doing my food journaling and things like that, and I would just think I did, and I was like, oh, I had a horrible lunch, and you were like, well, let's take a look. And I just like that you were pointing out, you know, it wasn't horrible, and then you'd be like, you know, look, it's okay if you have a pizza, just also have, you know, just not a pizza, I shouldn't say it like that.
You ate the whole pizza?
You can eat pizza.
Pizza.
You know, but just limit yourself to, you know, like a slice or two, and have a salad and have some fruit, and you know what I mean? And so I think that's also what appealed to me. As you said, it's that being kind to yourself, it's back to the holistic, and it's about being a process where, you know, I think that's why so many of these fad things fail, is they're so restrictive and there's just no room for error. You're not going to meet, you know, the number. And so I just really appreciated that. Because I, you know, I need that piece. So.
Right, because in willpower will only take you so far. And
yeah,
those kind of programs rely on will. Right. Rely on willpower, and so they are limiting for most people.
Yeah.
I mean, every diet, any diet out there is going to help you lose, or any fast fitness. But how many of them can help you grow and sustain your results? That's the how I measure if a program is worth it.
Yeah.
Right.
So some years ago, we had a student go through the training program, the Feng Shui training program, and she, after the program, after she had graduated, she didn't live around in the area, she lived somewhere else, and she said, I needed to lose weight. I was pudgy, I was out of shape, and she said, I'd tried every diet that there was. And she moved to a warmer climate where she had access to a swimming pool and could walk year-round. So she did have that going for her. But the other thing she did is she started to declutter. And she'd moved all her, as she put it, she moved all her crap to the south because she thought she needed it, and started unpacking it and realized, well, my house is overweight. So she very intentionally released things. She didn't just do it in a weekend. And that's what we always say. Don't do feng shui in a weekend and then expect it to hold. And so she did a little bit at a time, and really has connected that releasing of her stuff to the releasing of her weight. And she has managed to maintain that. I think there's an interesting correlation here not to be lost. I'm just saying.
Yep. No, absolutely.
Yeah.
And at the same time, I mean, she was changing her mind. And
she
was doing this. She was
yeah.
being very intentional, as you were saying, and doing some yeah. reflection.
Right.
And then decluttering, getting rid of excess.
Yep.
Very wise, so creating that
yeah.
space.
Yeah, I think your book has the coolest journal pages in the back of it, in which you can write down, first of all, intentions, what's your intention for the day, and just, you know, what, how much water are you drinking, how much exercise are you getting. I mean, it just lays it out for you. It's not saying, did you do 30 push-ups today? You know, now you need to do 31. Now you need... It wasn't any of that. It was just, let's just log in what you've done. And I have found that to be so helpful and thoughtful. It was such a thoughtful experience. Your whole book is so thoughtful. It's just
Yeah. Thank
it's
you.
It's just very...
Yeah.
There isn't any, you know, I thought I'd find things like, oh, you know, here's the calorie intake you should have, and here's some recipes, and if you, you know, I mean, it was none of that. It was so, it's spiritual. It is the most spiritual book I've read on the body. And
Thanks, Carol.
I think that, yeah, that was a very inspired book, I can tell.
Well, and it is... does have the science piece. So it is science and spirituality. Because I think to create a healthy metabolism, you know, there are certain foods to eat. There are you have to exercise smart. But without the spiritual piece, how do you sustain that? And with it, it's just so much more. And to the journal, to speak to the journal, the idea is every morning to write your intention first. So you set the tone. And I think that's really important. And I think feng shui does a lot of that as well. It's very, as you've always told me, it's more about intention than anything.
Yes, it is.
Because that gets the energy flowing.
Yes.
And, you know, there are parallels, you know, with the feng shui, and it's how you, in your body. So if you treat your body like a sanctuary, you think, okay, how can I make my energy better, right? Well, if you think that, well, what energy are my thoughts carrying, my actions, my words, and the foods that I'm eating? So they all contain energy that either is going to improve or block yours.
So here's a question for you. When you talk about food, so when you buy groceries, which I'm sure you do, do you just buy organic because that has the best energy, or do you feel like it is important you can shift it once you get it or once you start ingesting it?
Well, there's a thought. I love the shifting. I love the shifting idea, Carol. It'll save me a lot of money. That's powerful. You know, what I do buy organic meat and dairy. I think that's the most important. I'm not always as consistent with the plant foods, but I think that is important as well. I think it has the vibrations different.
Yeah, I agree.
But for sure that, you know, the humanely raised, the eggs, organic eggs are important to me, meat and dairy. Those are must to me. Now, of course, when you go out, you're not always going to get that. But, you know, you do the best you can.
Yeah, you do the best you can. Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
So what do you do about eating out?
Enjoy it. Thoroughly. And, again, I think, you know, a lot of people get stuck and say, well, I'm eating out, so then they think they have to eat more, finish their plate, or that's their excuse for not losing weight. God, I'm in business, I eat out all the time. It is harder, but it you just have to be more conscious. I mean, we have the food industry out there trying to make us more addicted to food. The salt, sugar, fat combo is real, especially in the fast foods.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
And it's very addictive. I mean, it really, you know, turns the brain on, and boy, we want more. So eating out is more difficult, but it just, again, it's slow down, do the best you can, be conscious, and enjoy your life, because I think it all works together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think, you know, just doing some of the journaling that we talked about, that was very eye-opening, because you realize how many things you sort of pull with you from childhood or whatever. And,
oh, gosh, yeah.
You know, just trying to figure out, like, I think it was so cool that I did that before I had kids, so I sort of knew what was happening. So we've done different things here to try not to pass some of that on. And, you know, just like the Clean Plate Club, for example. You know, I'm very mindful that even if there's just 3 bites left, that's okay. It'll make a good snack. Or, you know what I mean? Like, there's, it's not, oh, I can do it. There's only 3 bites left. It's, I'm full. Then I'm done. So, whatever.
That's a big key, recognizing when you're full.
Yeah, it's hard. And
if you eat too quickly, you won't get the signal. That's why the eating slow, you know, you 20 minutes, oh, gee. And I personally am a very fast eater. I know that my friends always tell me that. And so I do my best to slow down. I'm not always successful, but it is an intention, and it's like all of these things, you know, we all have our edges that we have to keep working on and do our best.
What is some advice you could give to somebody about mindful eating? Like, how would you explain that to somebody?
To be mindful.
Yeah.
I think.
I mean, is it, you're not one of those people like chew your food 20 times. I mean, it's just, sitting down. I mean, I was sitting
down. I think just slowing.
Table and, you know, proper, whatever, not eating in front of the TV. I mean, those are, I'm sure, some of the things. But
absolutely. Really, the main thing is slowing everything down. Because, I mean, they say that it's, let's see, what is the saying? That it's not that we don't enjoy our food enough because we eat too quickly. You know,
It's
not that we like food too much. That's not true. We're like eating so fast. So it's just really that slowing down piece. And also noting how you are before you start to eat. You know, if you're stressed, that's one thing. You know, then, you know, slow down even more. Being grateful is another. And asking yourself, how is this food nurturing me?
Mm-hmm.
So really, it's consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, in feng shui, we say never cook with your back to the door. You don't want to be at the stove with your back to the door because if you're frightened, that fear goes into the food. And then you serve it to everybody or you eat it yourself. And so it's that whole, is it back to intention again, it's really about energy and how you, I mean, because one of the things I also learned in feng shui is if you're sick or if you're serving food to somebody who's sick, you should chant into their food and chant just a little, you know, some chant that you know or sing to it or do something that's helpful and then give them, whether it's tea or broth or an egg or whatever you fixed for the sick person, you chant it. I've done it with my cats. And I'm sure they're very grateful, but haven't heard that yet. But I'm going to assume they have been grateful over the years.
I'm telling you with their eyes.
Yeah, that's right. But I'm sure that, you know, it's that same kind of principle about what's your energy around the food, how it's cooked, how it's prepared, and how you eat it.
Right. And that all takes slowing down.
Boy, it does.
And in our society, that's the hardest thing to do.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
We're a do-more society.
Yeah.
Doing more is applauded, and more is demanded of people all the time. So it's asking a lot.
Yeah. So
trying to make it as simple as you can.
Yeah.
Is helpful, too.
Yeah. What do you think about somebody cooking for you? Like,
love it.
I've had that. I've had two different people. What'd you say?
I love that idea.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, I do too. But I was real careful who the two people were. I had two different people for a time cooking for us. But, yeah, I felt that was nice. I guess I feel better about that than going to the deli at Kowalski's where I can get a hot meal, you know, where they've cooked for me. It has the same energy.
Sure, if you make it yourself, I mean, it depends on the intention and the mood it's made with. But also, you know, I have clients who say, you know what, I'm just not going to make anything. I'm busy. It's the way it is. I'm going to go to the deli. Or, you know, can you go to the grocery store with me and show me what kind of foods are the best to eat?
Yeah.
So, really, wherever you're at with your skill level or your time, if you're committed, there's a way to be as healthy as you can with your choices.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And not deprive.
Yeah, and not deprive. I think people have a big fear of deprivation, too, that they're going to have to be deprived. And I think there is a little bit of that, you know, whenever you want to. You know, we all have to say no. There are places to say no, but that's okay. But I think it's important to know that's not all the time.
Yeah.
You know, you don't need to say no all the time. There's a time to say yes. Yes, I want more. It's just, again, that living in balance and moderation, so kind of checking in. How am I doing with that? You know, what did I have for breakfast? What did I have for lunch? Do I have room for an extra whatever glass of wine? Or whatever your choice is. So to be a little more relaxed about it is important, too.
Yeah.
Well, my impression is you eat anything. I mean, I haven't heard you say, oh, I don't ever eat. I know you drink wine. I mean, not to excess, but.
Carol?
So, Carol? I just have heard
it's
you say you enjoyed a glass of wine.
Mm-hmm.
And so you aren't depriving yourself.
No, but if I ate anything I wanted, whenever I wanted, I would not be where I'm at physically. I would not, you know, a lot of people say to me, oh, you just have such a high metabolism. And I say, you know what? That's really not true. It's not true at all. I am very careful, but I'm also very conscious of what can I get away with, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've worked myself, like working out, you know, your body changes so that you are a better fat burner. I mean, you know, there's some truth to that as well. So I kind of use my workouts to help me be able to have more sometimes. But as I said, there is a degree of deprivation, shall I say.
Okay.
Yeah, I think some of that is also, you know, mindset or moderation, that type of thing, because you can't, I mean, I don't want to say it's almost like changing the perspective from deprivation to something else, where it's not like I can't have that anymore. It's I don't want that anymore because that's not going to fuel my body in the right way, or, you know, changing it that way.
Yes, absolutely.
A different, you know, perspective. And again, it goes back to that intention piece, which is so big too with feng shui. Is you know, yeah, you can throw up a crystal, but it's going to do more for you if you know the intention, if you put intention and know the intention behind it. It's just like once you know more, and especially like when you're journaling, I mean, it's eye-opening. And then, as you said, then you find out where your weaknesses are. So if your weakness is time, then learning how to do more prep so that something is ready, you know, fast. I remember that, like, being a big change, you know, is having really good ingredients here for salads. And I thought, well, geez, once I had them here, then salads at home were exciting, you know?
Right, absolutely. And that's a good point about knowing your weaknesses, what you need to work on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And also what is the main habit, and they call it a keystone habit, that keeps everything in place. So, for example, for one of my clients, it was to go shopping once a week. You know, for another, it was to pre-plan the meals.
Yeah.
And if they did those things or pre-plan their workouts, if they did that one habit, everything else kind of fell into place more easily.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess it's know thyself, and that comes with working the plan, you know, sticking with the lifestyle and staying with yourself.
Yeah, and I mean, I would encourage anybody who's interested to get the book, but even just journaling every day about your eating and workout will help you start to figure out your patterns. And, you know, so I think that's important. So. Mm-hmm. You know, oftentimes in feng shui, we're asked, well, what, where should we start? Where should we start? Because people, they get into something like this and they think, oh my gosh, I'm so overwhelmed. I mean, you're like when we tell our students, you know, feng shui is never done. Sometimes they look at us and laugh and we don't know if it's fear or not.
Uh-huh.
It goes back to that process because it feels so overwhelming. And so oftentimes people are like, where do you start? And, you know, we always tell people, in case you want to know the answer to that question, we always tell people to, you know, start with the basics. And if you really don't know where to start, start in the center of your space and then start in your bedroom. Those are the two places to really make your bedroom, you know, clear your bedroom out, clear the clutter, make sure everything's functional, make sure it's the place that you want to be. So if somebody's listening to this and they're thinking, okay, yep, I'm really excited, but I don't want to jump on this like I've jumped on, you know, the last three or four, you know, maybe fad situations, you know, do you think they start with journaling? Do you think they start with, you know, making a commitment to themselves? Where do you think they should start?
First of all, let's go back to the feng shui piece. I would say that the bedroom thing, but the detox your kitchen. Is that what you're asking about? What you should do for the feng shui piece? I would start with the kitchen because I think that's where you nurture yourself and prepare your food.
Okay.
And as you're detoxing the kitchen, call it cleansing it, you know, you get rid of the unhealthy temptations that energetically pull you toward them. Mm-hmm. And because those are the foods that carry the low vibration, and that eventually will lower your vibration as well when you consume it. So I'm a big believer in going through your cupboards and getting rid of the junk food and the foods that your habit foods, so to speak, mm-hmm. and making your kitchen really uncluttered. And maybe, and as Carol taught me, have a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter or healthy pictures of food in your kitchen. So that's where I would start feng shui-wise.
Oh, I was trying to make a parallel between where we start, not in terms of health, but when people say where to start with feng shui, we always say start in the center or the bedroom.
Oh, right.
But,
okay.
But yes, I like that you took it to where how can feng shui support you in this?
Right.
Then yes, I think the kitchen is a great place to also put on the list. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So where people should start in general, and I think we've already covered this, but I want to drive it home once again, just let go of the idea that there are shortcuts to fitness. You know, mm-hmm. just really accepting the slow road and then really slow down and take a look at your life, how you're spending your time, and find some time for this fitness, for your self-care.
Yeah.
So that's the very first place to start. Because people always want to jump to, you know, the latest fad or something fast and easy. And in my view, it doesn't exist, but it doesn't mean it can't be enjoyable and growth producing. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I think that goes back to the Shannon moments I have where I nearly fall or I do fall. But I realized that I've got such resiliency and my bones are strong and my upper body is great that I actually never get hurt. Now, and I think had I not been committed to this weekly session with you for how many years, you know, a little bit here, a little bit there, but it's been consistent that mm-hmm. I could have easily broken a leg. I could have broken an ankle. I could have broken a hip. Who knows what I could have done. But none of that has happened. And I do believe that, and I will say, there's weeks, and this is nothing personal to you, Shannon, but there's weeks when I go, oh, God, I have to go work out. You know, and once I'm there, it's great. But, you know, it's like, boy, I have to struggle even at that. Even when I see the results, you know, and I'm not getting younger, I should be even more thrilled to come and have you work with me. But still, you know, I kind of go, oh, geez. And so it's just some of us really have to overcome the resistance to have better health and or have better feng shui or have better anything. You know, we know what's good, and yet we just don't want to invest in it. And there's no reason around that. There's no logical reason for that.
Right. The consistency piece is important, but
it's hugely important.
Half the time, I don't want to do it either.
Oh, for yourself?
No, Carol, not you.
Yeah,
not working with you. I always want to work with you. I mean,
I
my
know.
Own workouts. But I have to tell you that it's rare that, you know, I overcome the resistance, and then I 99% of the time I feel better after. So that reward is there. There is the 1% where it's like, oh, you know, you weren't feeling well. You should have let it go. So it's, you know, people are always waiting for motivation, and I'm not sure it's motivation that they need. I think it's momentum. You know, the Nike phrase "just do it" is really powerful.
Uh huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
And helpful.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, of course, that's another one of those things that there's science there to back it up, you know, that you're just not going to get the endorphin rush from sitting on a couch watching TV that
right.
you are from taking a walk
mm-hmm.
or
right.
going for a bike ride
right.
or do,
right.
you know, find an activity that you enjoy. So
right.
I think we have to remember how good you feel when you've done it. So
yeah.
That,
yes.
And that's what happens for me is you know, I'm getting myself ready, and I'm thinking, God, I could really use this hour. I've got so much going on. And I think, but think how good I feel when I walk out of there. That's the thing that I that really helps me show up every week is that I just feel good when I leave. And now, after all these years, I shouldn't even tell you this, Shannon, but I don't get stiff anymore. My muscles don't ache anymore. I mean, for several
Carol,
years,
this
oh,
Carol,
by,
you're going to be sweating
the,
stiff at the
yeah,
end of next
I know.
Week.
Yeah, and I
yeah, this is the
sweaty.
Second error. The second admission that will cost you. No, I'm kidding.
I'm dead. I'm just dead. I know I am. So, but I think about that, and you know, sometimes I will be immediately tired, like the night after I've done a workout. You know, Tom will say, "Oh, you look tired," and I go, "I worked out. This is really hard." The next day, nothing, and the next day, you know, nothing in terms of sore muscles or any of that. And I really look to that as, you know, I'm damn proud of that. Like, I get that kind of resilience. I can recover.
Yeah.
And I know some of those workouts, depending on your mood, we can get pretty fired up. And I'm like, holy crap. And I drive home and go, I will be really hurting. And I rarely, rarely have that. And so I it has to be the longevity of all this.
Right. Back to the consistency.
Yes.
And the lifestyle.
And the lifestyle.
Yes. Carol, do you want to say more about my mood? Moods. I wasn't aware that there are shifting moods.
Not many. No, not many.
Good.
But when
Good.
You're really excited about something, it's a rough workout. And
right.
I don't
higher
remember.
Intensity.
It's higher intensity. Yes, it's higher intensity. It's all
That's
good,
good.
Though.
That's
yeah,
good.
That's good.
You know, and sometimes you need that push. I mean, it's just like when we work with clients, too, just from feng shui. Sometimes they need a push. They need a push to release something.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's part of, I think, what makes you skilled at the holistic piece, Shannon, is you're watching for lots of different clues on when to push somebody and when not to. Because
right.
I, like Carol, experienced the same thing. You know, sometimes I would go and I would be pushed, and then other times I would go and, you know, I don't want to say we do the minimum, we do, you know, but I wouldn't be pushed as much because whatever happened, you knew that wasn't going to be the right fit for me that day.
Right, and, absolutely.
I think, you know, that's the other piece is, you know, people learning about themselves, too, to try to figure that out. You know, if they're not working with someone like you, to figure that out on your own, okay, you know, I haven't pushed myself in so long, I could push myself today. Or today I'm just going to go out, be in nature, have a walk just to get out, and then I'm going to see how I feel. Or
right, and the message is to do something.
Yeah.
Do something
yeah,
positive for yourself.
Yeah.
I love the
yep.
walk in nature.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that, I think that they've discovered that, what does it do with your gut probiotics, improves the probiotics? It's called, the Japanese have a term for it. Is it nature washing or something?
No,
what
it's
is it
a
called?
Forest what? Forest bathing.
Bathing, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Anyway, very powerful as well.
Very powerful. And
again, that, you know, is another alignment, if you want to say that, with feng shui, because we believe that, you know, you should use nature as your guide and you should try to bring nature into your space because it helps balance and calm your space. And I see the same thing as, like, when you're
yeah.
exercising, nature helps bring that balance and calmness to your activity. Because
right.
I do find that I do enjoy doing things outside more than, like, going to a gym. I, you know, prefer walking outside or riding a bike or, you know, that kind of thing. So
you just have to find your thing. So tell us about your
yeah.
book, how people can get their book,
yeah.
get your book.
Well, I think, Lisa, you can send them to the Create Space.
Yes.
Because I'm offering 25% off the book for anyone listening to this call, and you will go through Create Space.
Yep. What I'll do is, for everybody listening, you don't have to take any notes on this. We will send out the recording in the next couple of days, and in that recording is going to be a link and the promo code. So you will be able to just go right there, add it to your cart, and then apply the code to get the discount. So, and then, Shannon, are you still offering with this special, the 25% off, are you still offering what you offer, people pay full price, which is 6 months access?
Yes.
Wow.
So there are online resources that include some cooking classes, some yoga classes, and strength. So with the purchase of the book, you will get a code. You can email me for the code, and then you can get that 6 months access. So that it's really a great introduction to basic yoga, basic meditation, and strength. So I highly recommend that you utilize that to get a good foundation. And then you can use classes anywhere, online resources, books, local studios. There's a lot of places to do yoga, but it's important to have to start and to do it correctly, to get the proper alignment, to get the most out of it.
Yeah.
And I just want to make a pitch for anyone who's in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area is really to consider having some sessions with Shannon, because she can get you started. I mean, if you don't want to commit to the whole thing, she can at least get you started, and you can use her book then as the system for it, because it's a life changing process, and certainly I think most everybody on this call is going to be female, and we need to be strong. These are days when women need to be strong, and she's there helping all of us do that.
Well, and you can't get any more qualified than Shannon.
No.
I mean, again, she is a registered dietitian, a yoga instructor, certified personal trainer, and certified professional health coach. So,
yeah.
I mean, I don't know what else she can get. What else can you get?
What else can you do?
I'm sure I'll think of something.
Oh, I'm sure you will. You're a lifelong student.
Yeah, I am. I love learning. I am.
I know. You're a learner. There's no doubt about that. You are.
Yeah.
So.
Well, thank you, Shannon, for being with us tonight.
Thank you for having me.
You are so welcome. Thanks for all this. And sorry I had a little glitch in the beginning, but it all worked out. So we'll get the recording out. And a link to the book. People can start benefiting from really this priceless information that you've passed along. It's great.
Thanks, Carol. Thanks, Lisa.
You bet. So for those of you on the call, just so you know, if after you get Shannon's book and you start getting your body in on a process track, maybe you want to think about getting your space on a track as well. We have our Set Sail program. We've with a live component, so our 9 week Set Sail program begins October 11th. The early bird registration for that is this Friday. So if you want to get a pretty significant discount on that, go to our website and you can sign up for that. We'll also put that in the email that goes out tomorrow. Additionally, you know, this was so nice to have Shannon. We have other speaker series events coming up. We're going to be doing something, may not be a speaker series, but we'll probably be doing some sort of a free call in the November timeframe. So if this interested you, you know, definitely sign up for our newsletter so that you get emails knowing about these things. We typically record them, so if you can't, listen live, that's not an issue. And then, of course, if you really want to delve into feng shui, we're just going to be ending our professional certification program for this year. Actually, our students graduate in a couple weeks. And then, there's time. You've got a lot of time to think about it. We'll be starting the next program in March of 2018. And if you are considering that and you want to talk to somebody, you can just give me a call, or you can wait until, I believe it's February, we do a little info call. So, or maybe it's January, not sure. But that comes out really early in advance, so you can learn about that.
The other thing I just want to interject quickly is that some of you have been through the program already, and this Set Sail that we're offering is a virtual program, and a lot of graduates have used it as a great review because we do cover a lot of information. So just wanted to throw that in.
Yeah, thank you. I don't think I said virtual, so you can be anywhere, which is great for this. Just three calls, but it's over 9 weeks, so it's a wonderful way to do it. And if you are a certified graduate, you get special pricing, so you can call me for that. I'll give you a special link for it. That's certified graduates, recertified graduates. And then the last thing is, if you want to get some feng shui tips every week, you can sign up for the Wind and Weiler Lifestyle Program. That's also under classes, programs, and events on our site. And you can get those lucky days and all sorts of good things you can do in your house to make to see some results. So.
Yeah. All
okay,
right.
Well,
thanks, Shannon.
Thanks,
Thank
Shannon.
Thank you.
And
my
thanks
pleasure.
Again. Thanks again, everybody, for being on the call and being part of our community. Have a great evening.
Bye-bye.
Bye.